In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, you can email me, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We have to talk about CNN being kind of pro-rape. We'll get to that in a few. Going to get to a bunch of emails. These people walking away from the society they built and so much more, but I need to do something first. I'm gonna try not to spend very long on this at all, but it's something I feel obligated to do. Today is the anniversary, the 2-year anniversary of our pullout from Afghanistan. Here was General McKenzie, and this is 2 years ago today.
I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan. In the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th, this afternoon, at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time.
I'm going to play for you something that is taking the nation by storm today. The father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, rest in peace, He spoke loudly. This is long, but I'm going to let the man have his say because I think you would agree with me that he has more than deserved his say, losing his son. He had some harsh words for Joe Biden.
Not a single person has been held accountable. Our so-called leader can't seem to even utter their names in public, not even once. Mr. Biden has run his entire political campaign for 50 years as the family man. Well, I've got news for you, sir. The curtain has been lifting, and that campaign slogan will never work again. We have seen what's going on in your family, and even worse, we've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families. And there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military, and I regret not saying that to your face when I had the opportunity in Dover. I felt it more important to bite my tongue, but I also had more important things on my mind at that time, like receiving my son's lifeless body stateside. While I stood there on the tarmac, watching you check your watch over and over again, all I wanted to do was shout out, "It's 2:30. But out of respect to the other grieving families, I bit my tongue once again. Well, as you could probably tell by now, I'm done biting my tongue. You, sir, stole their lives, their futures, their dreams, and have ripped apart 13 families. You cannot even man up and admit that. You, sir, discredit honor and integrity. 2 years later, there are things I find myself thinking about. Where and what was Biden's logic sneaking out of Bagram in the middle of the night before ever getting a single Afghan partner or American civilian out? This is the purest definition of intentional negligence. This is just one of many irresponsible and negligent decisions coming from the White House. Between what has been happening here domestically, for example, the border, over the last 2.5 years, and all your failed foreign policy decisions, I would venture a guess that you have more American blood on your hands, Mr. Biden, than any president in U.S. history.
I
felt obligated to bring you just some basic information that people may not fully understand. Some behind the scenes stuff that I know, and to honor all the troops who gave their lives there and honor everybody who gave up other things there too. Limbs. People struggle mightily to this day with various PTSD issues they got, fighting, bleeding, suffering in that place, watching their friends suffer. And I'm going to move off of the Afghanistan stuff, I think, for a while after this, but I just feel obligated to go over a couple things. A couple things that may be hazy for people. One, you heard him mention Bagram. Bagram. What's Bagram? You probably already know, but Bagram was a gigantic base there. Gigantic base. It is an incredibly important strategic location, not just actually for Afghanistan, for Asia really itself. You want where Bagram was, you want it. It wasn't even our idea. It was the freaking Soviets when they were invading Afghanistan because their commie plans screwed up. They're the ones who saw it and said, yeah, that's a great one. I believe, if I remember this correctly, Alexander the Great saw where Bagram was and said, that's a spot you're going to want to hold. Now, why is it a big deal to evacuate from Bagram and not from a civilian airbase? Well, let's talk about this. At a secured location like Bagram, what you will have is you will have fields around you that make approaching the base, if you're a bad guy, pretty much impossible. Virtually impossible for someone to get in on the base. It is impossible for anybody to get an elevated shot on you. That's really what you don't want in modern day fortresses and old fortresses. You don't want somebody to get above you so they can shoot down in over the walls and down on you. At Bagram, that's virtually impossible. When it comes to getting in and out, no matter which gate it is, it's not like in the movies where you just drive up and there's some little kind of flimsy looking aluminum steel barrier that they raise and lower and you got to go speak Russian to the guy. I've seen the spy movies and he raises it up and lets you in. No. There's a whole system in place to avoid things like vehicular suicide bombers, other things. They have it set up so once you're in, you're secure. And it's virtually impossible for someone else, a bad guy you don't want in, to get in. To say nothing of the fact, it's not an airstrip. It's airstrips, plural. It's huge. Planes, all kinds of them, taking off, landing, all kinds of them. And this is going to come into play here in a minute. ISIS. We had ISIS prisoners locked up on Bagram. Now, what happened? Why this day? Why did the Biden administration yank us out so quickly? Well, they yanked us out because we were approaching September 11th and they wanted something to celebrate to improve Joe Biden's poll numbers. Joe Biden brought up to the generals, to his military leaders, that he wanted to ditch Bagram. His military leaders, this is all information I know, by the way, his military leaders told him, we can't do that, sir. That's a terrible idea. If we do that, people are going to get hurt. You can't give up the strategic location before everyone's out. You can't do that. Joe Biden essentially told them all to pound sand, and they vacated Bagram. The Taliban immediately start taking over the country. President Poopy Pants goes on vacation like he always is, and lo and behold, the country begins to collapse. All of a sudden, those poll numbers that were supposed to get better for the Biden administration, remember, that's all these people, these soulless monsters care about. Biden's poll numbers began to crater. They began to panic. This looks bad. So they send our military personnel back in. Only you can't secure Bagram anymore because the Taliban have already taken over Bagram. And did I mention those ISIS prisoners? The Taliban let them go. Now, fast forward. One of the men who was let go from that ISIS jail on Bagram happened to be the suicide bomber who eventually blew himself up and killed 13 of our warriors that day in Afghanistan. This is incredibly unjust. And what has been done, not just to those 13, to everybody who sacrificed blood and friends, family in Afghanistan. Everybody was cheated and done wrong by this evil, truly evil administration. Did you know what the Pentagon was working on? What they were trying to finalize in Afghanistan during the withdrawal? They were trying to make sure they had their climate plan finalized. I'm not making that up. Oh, and remember that Marine's testimony, Tyler Vargas, when he sat in front of Congress and told them, man, I think I've got the suicide bomber in my sights. Can I just shoot him? And the commander said, I'm not sure. I'll get back with you. Never got back with him. Those 13 warriors did not have to die. They died because they were brought to secure a civilian airport where there were all kinds of elevated positions around them. We made them sitting ducks instead of people who could have survived just fine at Bagram. I'm moving off it. Not going to stay on it. I know it's old news. It's not going to be old news for me. Not ever, but I'm moving off it. Just chaps me, man. All right. Let's get to some emails before we get to CNN being pro-rape. Before we get to that, let's do this. Let's make sure we're taking care of ourselves, our physical safety, because there are violent people everywhere. Two blocks from where I'm speaking to you right now, two blocks away, lady got beat up, got her face beaten to a bloody pulp, and got her purse removed from her last night. Ladies, fellas, I'm talking to you too, but I really want to talk to the ladies. Please carry something on you that will make you stop a bad guy, that will let you stop a bad guy from beating your face in. Get a hero gun, please, or a hero arrow. You don't need a concealed carry permit. They're non-lethal. It's pepper balls or pepper gel. All you have to do is go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is Jesse Kelly on the Jesse Kelly Show on a Bully Wednesday. There's someone else who has to be bullied. Bill Weir at CNN.
These communities now are suddenly in the path of hurricanes where they have not been before. Is there anything that can be done to protect them going forward?
That's an amazing question. It's the biggest sort of trillion-dollar question.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I have to play this again because I didn't catch the question. I was too busy bullying Bill Weir in my mind the first time I heard this. Let me play this again.
These communities now are suddenly in the path of hurricanes where they have not been before.
They're on the ocean. What? What communities are in the paths of hurricanes now that aren't before? It's Florida. Hurricanes come. I live in Houston. If we get a hurricane, I promise I'm not going to look around and say, how did this happen? Oh my gosh. Every year, these people. Anyway, we're not bullying her right now. She's stupid enough. We're bullying Bill.
Is there anything that can be done to protect them going forward?
That's an amazing question. It's the biggest sort of trillion-dollar question about how you adapt communities like this to the world that we're already now living in, at the same time trying to mitigate further, more wicked storms down the road with more fossil fuel pollution. Right now, the Gulf is...
See, I'm not going to let him go on. The point is that Bill, he feels like he's in a position of authority where he can look at a hurricane, which Florida has gotten since the beginning of time, and he can blame the oil and gas industry. And the reason he feels so free to do that is nobody in his life will bully him for that. He doesn't have friends who will bully him for that and make fun of him. He doesn't have coworkers who will say, oh, look, it's the weird freak who thinks oil and gas cause hurricanes. Hey, make way for loser Bill. He doesn't have anyone in his life who will bully him. He probably doesn't even have a pastor who cares enough about him to bully him. Hey, Bill, Jesus is even laughing at you. He doesn't have anybody like that in his life, and he needs a bully so bad. It's important that we begin to bully communists. We just always have to keep that in mind. Let's get to some emails, shall we? Jesse, my eighth grade daughter just told me they watch CNN 10 daily in her social studies class. She's in Arizona public school, which we already know has its own flaws. Due to the prices of private school and transportation to and from, this school is currently our only option. We are not sure where and with who to begin addressing this, as we have now learned the whole school district uses CNN. Like you have said, we want to turn our anger into action, but we don't know where to begin. We both work full-time jobs, want to provide for our child best education that aligns with our morals and values, so on and so forth. But sadly, this is the best we can do from now, and that's the reality of the situation. Don't say that, sadly. That's a lot of people's situation. Don't you dare sit there scraping by to make ends meet and feel bad because you're stuck in a bad situation. Don't do that to yourself. You're out there burning the candle at both ends. So you can't afford private school. Congratulations. Most people can't either. Or charter schools. Maybe you can't drive it. Maybe. Okay, fine. That's the normal situation. You didn't do anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. Your daughter, by the way, is going to be fine because she has you as parents educating her when she gets home. But if you are, and understandably, worried about the other kids drowning in Bill Weir's CNN propaganda, go talk to the principal. You will almost undoubtedly strike out there. And when you do, it's time to go get loud at a school board. It's time to go, there are public meetings, and make your voice heard. And when they start trying to shut you up and shut you down, it's probably time to inform them that CNN gets turned off or you'll be running for one of their seats or more than one of their seats on the school board. It's time to start threatening public officials with the loss of their seats. Not stupid illegal threats. I'm coming to kill you. Threaten them with the loss of power. That's what these people truly are afraid of. CNN gets turned off, or you will not be on the school board very much longer. That's what you go do. Again, your school board needs bullied. They haven't been. They're used to being the bullies. Time to change that. Jesse, I agree with your assessment on veteran suicide in America. We did a big thing on that last night. If you want to listen, you can download the podcast of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, so on and so forth. I've been saying the same thing for years. I'm a retired Army officer, 46 months overseas, dang son, and a current police officer, 15 plus years in Texas. Lots of my friends in the military and law enforcement community believe the same. We regret defending this country and our community because we inadvertently facilitated the tyrannical takeover of America. Hopefully America will self-correct as it has in the past. If not, I got popcorn stockpiled up so me and mine can sit back and watch with a full belly. Can you put a list of military history books you recommend on your website? I appreciate your service, brother. It saddens me, man. We regret defending this country and our community. It saddens me because of how often I hear this now. Look, if you're a veteran, listen to me now. I just want to tell you this. Just because the people who lead and have led this country are evil and have evil motivations, that doesn't in any way shortchange your service. Yeah, your cause wasn't World War II's cause. You're every bit as brave as the men who stormed the beaches of Normandy. If you were born back then, you would have strapped it on and stormed that beach right along with them. Don't let their evil shortchange what you did in your mind, all right? All right. They're building their own utopia. And CNN, next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you obviously know that the last thing in the world I would ever do would be to draw attention to myself. I don't want the show to be all about me. That's why we named it the Jesse Kelly Show. Anyway, but I want you to know I'm a hero. What, Chris? Look, you don't think I am? Well, picture this. You know about the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae, right? Taking on the Persians. They had no chance. Yeah, there were a bunch of Athenians behind them, but they were a bunch of wussies anyway. It was mainly the Spartans doing the fighting, and they were taking on wave after wave after wave of Persians. And eventually the Spartans all died to the last man, but you honor them as heroes to this day, do you not? You admire their bravery. The Alamo. You know what the Alamo is. Bunch of brave people. I was going to say Texans, but really they came from all over. Davy Crockett came from Tennessee to stand and fight against the Mexicans so we could steal Texas from them. And, well, I mean, look, we all stole it from each other. Anyway, they were taking on wave after wave of the Mexicans. And the Mexicans were all yelling.
Buenas tardes.
And we were yelling back.
Buenas tardes.
But we were eventually overwhelmed by the waves of Mexicans that came across. Well, that's the same thing that's going on with me. Because you admire the men of the 300. You admire the people of the Alamo. We are being overrun with ants. Red ants, too. And I mean overwhelmed in our house. And before you start emailing me and stuff like that, you should know I have traps. I know about ant traps and stuff like that. I think three different kinds of ant traps set up. How bad is it? Came out the other morning. I had taken the kids to school. I was messing around in the room. I came out. I heard a bunch of ruckus in the kitchen. And the wife was emptying our pantry onto the kitchen counter. Why? Because the infestation was so bad in the pantry, we had to take all the food out of the pantry. They invaded my son's room. I was sitting in the living room the other night, and I looked down, ant bite. I should show it to you after this. Chris, Michael, remind me, I'm going to show it to you. What? It's important you see it. I want you guys to see it. What is your problem? Anyway, I got this horrible pus-filled ant bite now on my leg. I had reached down, and I killed him, by the way. I got him. Don't worry. I got him. This morning, I was busy making soft-boiled eggs with melted butter and toast, and it was delicious. But I was fighting the ants off of the counter, and it doesn't matter how many traps we put up. They just keep coming in wave after wave after wave after wave. We've been taken over. And yet, I'm still standing here. What, Chris? Don't shake your head. I'm still standing here, taking them on. Sorry, ants. These colors don't
run. Know, freedom is not free.
Now, let's talk about CNN real quickly. This is the headline from CNN. Two Ugandan men may face the death penalty after, quote, aggravated homosexuality charge. And they go on to say, an offense punishable by death under the country's controversial new anti-gay laws. So CNN is aghast that these two men in Uganda, they might face the death penalty. If you do even a little bit of digging into the crimes, though, one of these men raped a 12-year-old. The other one raped a disabled man at the age of 41. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is the same question you have to ask yourself every time some freak with pink hair is sitting there telling your child that he should turn himself into a woman.
Why are you gay?
What you have to ask yourself is this. Why? And it's important you remember why. Why is this kind of degeneracy? Why is it part of communism? Because it is. Remember, I've told you before, do not look them up. I mean that. I've told you before about the Petest experiments in Romania, where they got the Christians who would not submit to communist rule, and they brought them into a prison, and they abused them sexually in ways that I would never describe here on the show, especially with children listening. It's more horrific than you can imagine. I wish I could unlearn it. I wish I didn't know. And you wonder when you look at the Spanish Civil War, when they're fighting, the communists are fighting against the Catholics, and you wonder, why all the rape? Why are they raping all the nuns? It was a ritual. It wasn't a one-off thing. It was a ritual. They would gang rape the nuns. Same thing in the Soviet Union, over and over and over again. Here in America, why? Well, it's all part of subjugating and breaking you. It's a power move designed to assert their authority over you and break you. That's why companies like CNN love rape. That's why they love the rape of children. That's why they'll defend child rapists. Why? Because they want children raped. Now, why would you want children raped? That's pretty much the worst thing in the history of mankind. Why would you want a child raped? Well, so you can break them. Don't forget. Something we've talked about a lot when it comes to the fires. Remember, we're talking about this a lot when it comes to the Maui fires. Joe Biden repeated his kitchen fire story talking about Maui again.
I didn't know anything like that, but lightning struck my house. We had to be out of that house for about 7 months while I was repairing.
Yeah, yeah. Why so cold? Why? Remember, there's no such thing as a human tragedy to an anti-human. That's why. When these teachers try to break your children, don't worry. I'm sure you're a tranny, son. When they do this, it's all about power. More power for them. Breaking your child, subjugating your child, turning your child into a guaranteed communist foot soldier for the rest of his 18 years on the planet before he takes his own life. That is the purpose of what they do. And that is how truly evil these people are. But the right really struggles accepting that, because it's so far. It's just so far beyond what we view as even being human. And yes, if you think that, you're starting to get it, that you're not dealing with humans. California, they're warning travelers to the U.S. about anti-LGBTQ laws. The entire West, Canada, America, not Mexico, actually. That's probably where we're all going to end up living one of these days. All of them. We're going to end up wishing the Mexicans had won Texas by the time it's done. Anyway, the entire West, England, France, Germany, degeneracy, pride flags everywhere, tranny flags at the embassies, every single freaking place you look.
Why are you gay?
Why? Because that's how you break and subjugate a nation. That's how you destroy the religious institutions of a nation. That's how you destroy the family units. That's how you destroy happiness in a nation. How's that work? Why happiness? Well, who are the most miserable people in any society? Single women. Single women are the most miserable people, angst-ridden, bitter, horrible to be around. You know the single woman. She's the one when you're going up to hit on that dime who jumps in to try to, quote, cover for her friend, but really she just wants her friend to remain alone like she is and will be for the rest of her life. Single women are the most miserable people on the planet. That's why they're the most reliable Democrat votes in this country. The single women make up virtually all of the Democrat voter base. You may be looking at that and think, no, Jesse, they get 92% of the black vote, or they get this, or they get that. No. If you break down the numbers, single women are the beating heart. Why do you think they want to make so many of them? Why do you think that is? All right, we're moving on. I got to get to some emails, and these people are building themselves their own little utopia. Before I get to that, though, we have to make one final point on all this. So they're trying to destroy everything. We're trying to get things back and keep things right. Why are we losing, though? Why are they winning and we're losing? We'll talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about your dog. Let's talk about taking care of our dogs. I know you walk your dog. You take him out. You feed him. But let's talk about that food thing really quickly. You feed your dog what? You feed your dog dog food. We all do. It's what we do. Of course, what else would you feed them? Dog food. Even says dog food right there on the bag. Well, what they don't say right there on the bag is, hey, we killed all the nutrition in this during the manufacturing process to make sure it would last forever on the shelf. So you're giving your dog nothing when you give them this. You're giving your dog nothing. Calories. That's all you're giving them. Empty calories. It's like you're giving your dog a double cheeseburger every meal. When you pour Rough Greens on your dog's food, all of a sudden, you're giving your dog real nutrition. Vitamins, minerals, omega oils. You're going to see a difference in your dog's coat, breath, energy level, digestive system. Your dog's going to live longer. RoughGreens.com/Jesse for a free bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Download the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. One more thing on this. We were talking about all this. Why are they winning? Why are they getting the upper hand? Why aren't we? Well, here's a great graph. This is courtesy of Cooperative Election Study. You know who participates the most in elections? Atheists. You know who comes in at half of their participation? What evangelicals? Half. So we say we believe these things. We say we want these things. And then when Election Day rolls around, well, I mean, who cares? No big deal. Jesus has got it. Meanwhile, the atheist is crawling over broken glass to make sure he votes to destroy you and everything you care about. We look around and we wonder why our culture has been ripped away from us. Maybe it's because we haven't fought for it. Just maybe. Get to some emails. Straight to it. When Joe Biden, or the big guy, or whatever you want to call him, Anyway, he says, you can't tell me that Obama didn't know what was going on or it was a blind eye thing. Well, here's the thing. Let's have a talk. Did you know that who the most widely mocked mobster is amongst other mobsters? Talking about Italian mobsters. Now, let me ask you, who's the most famous? If I had to say, name an Italian mobster. Who is it? That's exactly right, Chris. Scarface. Al Capone. Al Capone, by far the most famous mobster ever. John Gotti probably comes in at number two. You know what's funny about that? In mafia circles, he's widely mocked, sneered at, and scoffed at when you bring up his name. Why is that? This is going to come back. Don't get me wrong. This is coming back to it. Why? Because he was loud. He was all over the newspapers. Look at me. Let me give an interview. Let me do this. And the other guys knew the real strength, real power came from shutting up and staying quiet and being out of the limelight. Here's the truth, and this is the truth. Do you love gangster stuff? I love gangster stuff. I love it. Do you love it? I love it. And so I'll consume podcasts, books on it. I just read a great mobster book called Five Families. That was a good book. Five Families. What was this? Ernest. I forget the author's name. Whatever. It's called Five Families. Great mobster book is called Wise Guy. That's the movie Goodfellas, which is made off the book Wise Guy. All kinds of great mobster books. I love them all. Bonanno books. I love them all. But here's what's crazy, and this is the truth. There are all kinds of mobsters, probably the most successful mobsters, that I will never know about. Why? Because they were smart enough to shut up and not get caught. Did Obama know about what was going on, all the Biden stuff? Obama didn't know. Obama did it too. How do you think the Obamas are worth something ridiculous like $500 million or something like that right now when the guy's never had a real job? Remember, he got a job as a president having never worked full-time? Never had a full-time job, and he got elected president. No money. Didn't have anything. Didn't have a pot to pee in, as my dad would say. He had nothing. And now he's worth about $500 million. How's that happen? Because the Obamas sell influence too. All these people sell influence too. They're all just better at it than President Boopy Pants.
I didn't anything like that, but lightning struck my house. We had to be out of that house for about 7 months while it was repaired because so much damage was done to the house.
Yeah. Joe Biden just sucks at it. And remember this too. The Biden crime family started a long time ago. If you want, go read Miranda Devine. Miranda Devine's a great, great writer for the New York Post. She writes about this stuff a lot if you want to go get kind of boned up on the Biden crime family. The Biden crime family, they've been a crime family forever. Joe was groomed to get into politics. I don't mean the way he grooms kids. I mean he was groomed to get into politics. And once he got into politics, since the beginning, this isn't a new thing. He's run his family as if it's a criminal enterprise. His brother, his cousins, his sons, his son, Bo, the one who died of brain cancer when he got back. Oh, I forgot. He also died in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he died, I'm pretty sure, in Vietnam and all the various other places Joe Biden claimed he'd died. But he actually died back home. And Bo, he was the more put together child. Hunter was always the idiot and the dirtbag. He was always the dirtbag son. Bo was supposed to be more featured in Hunter Biden's role as the bag man. Why? Because the bag man is your most vulnerable position. You need a bag man who's switched on, squared away, don't get caught. Hugh had that, and then he died. Bo died, and so the Biden family didn't miss a beat. They simply looked at Hunter and said, hey, put down the crack pipe for 5 minutes. We need you to go to China and get some bribe money for us. The problem is Hunter Biden is a disaster of a human being. He's everything you don't want in your bag man. There's a reason. Look, I'm going off on all this gangster talk now. There's a reason their old saying when it comes to gangs and mobs and stuff like that is don't get high on your own supply. Why? They want to drug out everyone else. If they're drugged out, they know. They're not as switched on, not as aware. Their minds don't work properly. You would never want Hunter Biden to be your bag man if you're Joe Biden. But since Bo died, he was all they had. You notice the Obamas never made that mistake. Now, did they? Neither did the Clintons. Nobody was dumb enough to have a bag man hooked on drugs and prostitutes. But Joe Biden was stupid enough to do that. And now it's going to be costly. You already heard me say, I think the system's going to use it to run him out of office. That's the truth. All right. We still have a whole hour. Paying off communists with your money. We'll get to that. Somebody's mad about working from home. These people building up their own separate areas for themselves after they destroy everything. All that's still to come. Maybe after all that icky talk about Hunter Biden, maybe you find yourself sitting there needing a shower, though. That's understandable. But I wouldn't get in that shower unless you've already purchased your six-piece towel set from MyPillow. In fact, I wouldn't shower again until you have your six-piece towel set from MyPillow in your hands. It's all USA cotton. Maybe you feel like you're a commie and you just want to shower and dry off with your garbage towels. If that's the case, if you don't care about America or freedom,
you know, freedom is not free.
Then I'd say go ahead and shower. If you'd like to dry off like a patriot, then I would go take advantage of MyPillow's six-piece towel set sale. They're normally $79.98. Right now, for a limited time, $39.99 with the promo code Jesse. That's 50% savings. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. Enjoy toweling off with the softest, best towels ever, and while at the same time putting your money where your morals are. Or you can call them 800-845-0544. Enjoy the best towels money can buy for half price. We still have an hour left. Are you excited? I'm excited. How excited? Ah! That excited. All right. We're getting ready.
Why are you gay?
Now we're ready.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.